Graduation Day is a time for celebration and apprehension because it's a time to find a job. And the last 5 years have been a very tough time for both high school and college grads entering the workforce. This year, there is some cause for optimism. Andrew Schneider of member station KUHF in Houston reports.
There's little room to spare in the garage of A.C. Collins Ford in Pasadena, Texas. The bays are filled with cars and SUVs in varying states of repair. It's a busy day for Adan Alaniz. 3 years ago, Alaniz was a high school senior. Those graduating that year faced the worst job market in decades. But there was still a demand for workers with strong technical skills. And Alaniz was acing his classes in automotive technology when recruiters came to visit.
The manager here and a few other managers from different dealerships came by and they interviewed all of us, and they only hired me and one other guy because we were always on top of our studies and we always had the highest grades in class.
Fast forward to 2013. Alaniz has seen the market for skilled workers take off since he graduated from high school, but even in his short career, the skills demanded by the automotive industry have grown more complex.
Everything's getting more electronic, and I've been into electronics too.
To keep current, Alaniz is again a new graduate. He's just earned his associate's degree from nearby San Jacinto College. If he was a standout high school grad 3 years ago, Alaniz, with his even sharper skills now, is a more typical success story among this year's graduates. John Challenger is CEO of global outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
It helps to have a hard skill that is immediately useful to a company. So technologists and engineering grads can bring that.
That's especially true for Houston. The region is experiencing an economic boom. That's tied to the rapid growth of the energy industry, but it's spilling over to manufacturing, construction, and many other sectors. Jobs in those sectors demand ever higher levels of technical expertise, but the rewards are equally high. Jamie Belin is Assistant Dean for Career Services at the University of Houston's Bauer College of Business.
At both the graduate and the undergraduate level, we're seeing higher salaries, we're seeing earlier offers, and we're seeing better acceptance rates than we've seen in quite some time.
But what about graduates who don't have a technical background? Belin says there are more opportunities for them as well, but they still need an edge.
If you're not going to have a technical skill set, you need to have a very strong communication skill set.
That ability to communicate made all the difference for Caitlin Degner, who just graduated from the University of Houston with a major in anthropology. She tried to capitalize on her communication skills, applying for jobs in advertising, human resources, and the nonprofit sector.
The job I ended up getting actually had nothing to do with any of the ones that I'd been looking for, but it ended up being a real blessing.
Degner ultimately landed a job in the scheduling department of a Houston-based water filtration company, DePure International. Her ability to help the company clearly communicate with its customers was her ticket to success. Not everyone is faring as well as Degner. J.C. Gage is an Iraq War veteran and a newly minted graduate of the University of Houston with a degree in public relations. He just started an internship with a PR firm, along with a part-time job on the Houston Chronicle sports page. So far, a full-time job has eluded him.
I'm working 9 to 4 Monday through Thursday, and then I'm working 4 nights a week at the Chronicle from 6 to midnight. So my sleep and full-time job search is postponed until the weekend, pretty much.
It'll be a while before the jobs numbers for the class of 2013 come in, but a study recently released by the Economic Policy Institute may provide a preview. The report found that last year, both the unemployment and underemployment rates for workers under 25 were double the national averages. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.